Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This initial barrage of information is where we find out what the client believes and how much they really know about what they want in their approach. So let's take a short trip to the dark side. What happens when we learn, after we receive the deposit, after the contract's been signed, that the client really doesn't have the concrete plans they said they did? Or worse, we disagree with their assumptions or their approach. These conversations are tricky. Here are my top two ideas. First off, I ask what I call the two steps ahead questions. It goes something like this. Hey, I noticed that a top priority for you is to do blah, blah, blah. Well, that requires this thing right over here. To go down that road, we got to do, now enter bad thing that they don't want to do here, right? Are you okay with that? If not, hey, no worries. We can explore alternatives if you want. Now see, the idea here is to put the client in control and give them an off-ramp to change their minds. Now if they don't and trouble comes, remind them of the choice and yes, give them another off-ramp. This tactic works great when we think the client doesn't know all their options or we have concerns about their plan working. I do this a lot when clients are unrealistic. Another idea I like, drilling down. It goes something like this. Now you mentioned blah, blah, blah. Can we explore this a little further? Are you referring to this or that over there? Can you give me an example of what blah, blah, blah looks like here? Now, this forces the client to get specific without us telling them that they put a bunch of buzzwords together. This tactic is great when clients are too general or their answers just kind of don't make sense. Now, the key here is not to judge. The moment we make the client wrong is when they put up walls that are very difficult to dismantle. So give folks space to change their minds, expand their understanding, and we can avoid delays and drama down the road. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.